Teaching kids to engage with art can be a challenge. I work in the art world, and it's not as if my sons start cheering when I tell them we're going to a gallery. Rex is 5 years old, and Casper is 3 years old, so their typical reactions are, "No." I get it. When I was growing up in New York, my father worked for Andy Warhol, and my mother worked as an art director. Many of their friends were, and still are, artists, so we were constantly going to museums and galleries. My sister and I were typical kids who got bored and tired. Museum lags was our term for when we couldn't take it anymore. Even though we resisted, our parents persisted. That's become my attitude too. Beyond persistence, here are some tips and tactics to get your kids into art. The earlier you start taking children to museum, the better off they will be. This way, cultural outings become part of your family life rather than an activity that are up for discussion. I've noticed that children who aren't used to being in galleries are more likely to misbehave there. Like most things with kids, they don't understand boundaries without practice. So the first one is it's an adventure, not a core. Got to sell it. I'll say, we're going to see this really cool artist who makes giant paintings of animals. Animals are huge with our kids. Or I'll say, hey, we're going to see this amazing exhibit where this artist created a background that plays music. Who doesn't want to go to a new playground? Second, pick your genre. Set yourself up for success. 18th century portraiture is probably going to be a challenge. Recently, we saw Anthony McCall's Solid Light Works, a pioneer works in Red Hook, Brooklyn. It was a perfect show for kids. There was nothing for them to break, and they could run through the light. It was a gorgeous, powerful installation. They didn't feel limited. Chris Burden's Metropolis at LACMA was another family favorite. It's a kinetic sculpture depicting a modern city. Thousands of miniature cars circulating through a network of buildings. There are train tracks and roadways, including one six-lane freeway. My kids spent an hour watching it from different points of view, and it was amazing. Fourth, pop art is your friend. It might be because I was raised in a pop art household, but I really feel pop art is a great entry point for kids. It's bright, bold, and cheerful. There is almost always going to be an image that they are excited about or recognize. When we were at the Tom Wesselman show at the Gagosian Gallery, my 3-year-old son was on the verge of throwing a tantrum. In the show, there were these giant cartoons of sunglasses, keys, and lipsticks. Items he sees every day in normal, tiny form. Just as he was laying down to settle into his feet, I asked him which was his favorite. He perked up and really looked at the work, searching for one thing and stood out to him. He chose the matches, and that's how it got him to focus. And the next one is one of the important ones, I guess. Ask them questions. A great question to ask when they are really young is, what color do you see? If the art is abstract, which can be challenging, ask, what shapes do you see? If you are looking at a Renaissance painting, you could say, hey, isn't that crazy? Look at the little dog in the corner. What's he up to? These little discoveries teach them how to look at things. 6. Video art does not count as screen time. Kids have incredible attention spans when it comes to video art. Adults, in my experience, have much shorter ones. Last fall, there was a show at the Whitney Museum called Dreamlands. It was made of different video art installations and we spent hours there. My kids get really excited when they discover video art in a gallery. It's also the perfect opportunity for a break during a long day of Chelsea gallery hopping. And lastly, let's not forget about public art. Apologies for the shameless plug there. Public art can be touched. It's outside, and it's accessible to all visitors regardless of their age. I bring my kids to all of Art Production Fund's public projects, and we look for public art in every city we visit. They are in love with running under Michael Hazer's Levitatis Mass at LACMA. One final tip. If all else fails, try bribery. When my boys have reached their limit, I'm definitely not above it. I'll say, you just have to hold it together until we get through this, and if you do, we'll get an ice cream. Who doesn't like it?